He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Today, cornerback Jock Reeves stopped by to talk about how he's adjusting to his new Lone Star team. Of course, he used to play with the Texans' rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. But before we hear from Jock, the draft is approaching, and on April 29th, the team will host its draft day luncheon. General Manager Rick Smith and Head Coach Gary Kubiak will break down the draft and present team awards. For more information, go to HoustonTexans.com or call 832-667-2390.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Jock Reeves signed a five-year deal with the Texans during free agency. Last year, Reeves started 13 games for the Cowboys at corner. His move to Houston had many Dallas fans up in arms, but Reeves is very happy to make Reliant his new home.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving the guys. I'm loving the coaches. Getting acquainted to everything, so still trying to get used to it.
Well, last week, Andre Johnson said there's going to be a lot of competition at various spots. Of course, you're going to be competing for a starting spot opposite Fred Bennett. Talk about that competition.
Competition is always good. It brings out the best in everybody. We're all competitors. We all want that starting spot, and it's going to make each and every one of us better.
Well, of course, you've signed a five-year deal with the Texans. The Texans said they were eyeing you for quite a while. What initially drew you to the Texans?
It's close to home. I'm originally from Dallas, and I love the organization. Like I said, from top to bottom, it's a young team, up-and-coming team, so I'm loving it.
All right, Texans fans, this weekend the team is holding cheerleader tryouts in the Methodist Training Center, and we will be there to cover all the action. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.